Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into the second hour. We've got Dr. Stephen Jones coming up in just about 8 minutes to join us with some big new developments on 9/11 Truth and talk about the movement itself and what our main goal should be, in his opinion, which I respect. We've got Aaron Russo joining us in the hour after that. I've got a bunch of other audio clips, tons of news. I want to expose global warming as a fraud. A lot more coming up later in this hour. Right now, let's go to Linda in Rhode Island. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Okay, they got their radio up. Let's put them on hold. We'll go back to them later. Brian, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Indiana, Alex.
Welcome. You're on the air.
All right. First time, long time, Alex. I wanted to get your take on a couple of things. Here in Indiana, we've got, of course, a real globalist for Governor Mitch Daniels. He's selling off our highways and all our infrastructure, and they've got the Indiana Commerce Connector coming through, and people are upset about that, and I'm trying to wake them up. That's part of the North American Union, we know. We've got this other thing people here are upset about. It's called the Rockies Express Pipeline. It's a 42-inch natural gas pipeline. It goes from the Rocky Mountain region of Wyoming to the eastern edge of Ohio. And I just wanted to get your take on what that is. Is that another part of the North American Union being implemented, or what is that really?
You know, I've vaguely read about that, so I can't speak with any expertise or you know, I'm not really informed on it, so I can't really comment. But when people hear that the main I-35 Trans-NAFTA highway, and that's only one of 83, it's just the first big one there. The other ones are just taking over existing interstate highways. People hear it's 10 miles wide, or they're going to grab land on 5 miles, and in some cases 10 miles on each side. They say, what's going to be there? There's going to be power lines. There's going to be oil lines, gas pipelines, trains, international zone, basically, with different countries running different legs of the zones inside each other's nations. Okay.
Right.
So that's what they're doing. It's part of integrating our infrastructure, integrating our economies, integrating our laws, integrating everything, energy. We've now, through FOIA requests, gotten documents out of the North American summit they had last year in Canada in secret, and they're in there. I have it from Judicial Watch. This is their internal documents. About
right.
The whole meeting was about the main focus was, number one, how to keep it secret from the American, Canadian, and Mexican people. They're talking about how to lie.
Right.
Then they talk about how to use people's concern about the environment to push it and global warming. And then they talk about how to integrate everything. And it was mainly big CEOs there deciding how to then push it. And that's why you then hear the Weather Channel and CNN, and they're going to turn the Eiffel Tower off to make everybody think there's no power, and
right.
all these symbols, and you know, big PR campaigns when Prince Charles won't fly on a jet because, you know, just one time, of course, just to,
right.
See, there's no energy. It's getting you ready to, quote, sacrifice through global taxation. They talk about a wellhead oil tax, an energy tax in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, just basically taxes for the world government. And
okay.
So,
another thing about our Governor Mitch Daniels, he's also pushing real hard for all-day kindergarten. Is that just another example of them wanting to indoctrinate the children at a younger age for a longer period of time?
Yes, the feds for 20 years have been saying they want children in government care from age 2 to 18. Now they want the schools to go till 8 o'clock at night, you know, so lazy parents can go to the bar instead of spending even a couple hours with their children.
Right. They spin it to us like it's convenient, like it'll make the kids smarter and all that.
Yes, exactly. Good points. I appreciate your call. Absolutely. Dr. Stephen Jones coming up, and we'll go to Linda, Steve, Chris, and many others on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. It's already Wednesday, the 31st of January, 2007.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
What are the goals of the 9/11 Truth Community? An article written back in December by Stephen E. Jones. We're going to be discussing that. We're also going to talk about some of the new research he's been doing concerning the controlled demolitions of the North and South Tower and the 47-story skyscraper Building 7, hundreds and hundreds of yards away that collapsed perfectly, not even really damaging buildings, 25 feet away from it. And, again, other people have savaged Dr. Jones with no evidence or facts. It's all very suspect. You would think a child... You would think a child would know that particle beams didn't blow up the towers. You would think a child would know that was classic controlled demolition of Building 7. You would know that a child would know that thousands of witnesses saw aircraft, and aircraft did indeed hit the towers. This is all by design, folks. This is not by mistake. But we're not going to get off into all that today. We're talking about the real science that Dr. Jones has brought forward and others have brought forward, and that's what makes the establishment so upset. And how do we keep this movement based in science and facts and reality so that we can win the fight and the battle for this republic? Thanks for coming on, Mr. Jones.
Well, I'm glad to be here with you again, Alex. You can just call me Steve.
Well, I know we're friends, but I do respect you. You know, a lot has happened. First off, how's the family doing?
Family's doing well. I appreciate that. We're doing just fine. You know, we feel along those lines that we've been pretty blessed over the last several years. We had real estate opportunities come along, and so we did invest in some real estate, and now with this early retirement that I accepted, then we have this fallback on real estate. And I also have an offer from another school, but I haven't taken that up just yet. I want to devote pretty much my full time, as much as I can, to the 9/11 effort, seeking for justice here, as well as the truth of what happened, as you know.
Alex. We're both going to be at an event coming up, the 23rd, 4th, and 5th this month outside Phoenix. So that's going to be exciting. We'll talk more about that later.
For those that
don't know who you are, tell us just in a nutshell about Dr. Stephen Jones and how you got into 9/11 Truth, and let's talk about the movement itself.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I have a PhD in physics from Vanderbilt University. I spent quite a bit of time at Stanford University at the Linear Accelerator Center, where I did my research, and then postdoctoral work at Cornell University and Los Alamos National Laboratory. And then I've taught in the University of Idaho system, as well as Brigham Young University. And my 9/11 research began just about 2 years ago now. I've had various nudges, Alex, from people to look at this. And when I first looked at the collapse of Building 7, I was pretty well hooked. You look at that and you say, as you mentioned earlier in the program, it looks so much like controlled demolition. We've all seen buildings brought down by explosives, and this looks just like that, top down. And I grabbed my stopwatch and timed the fall of the building and calculated how long it should take for an object dropped off the roof to fall, which is 6 seconds, and the fall of the corner of the roof as it begins the steady decline, 6.5 seconds. Then I was timing controlled demolitions, and they also are about free fall speed, because you see you move the material out of the way using explosives so that the roof then can fall at nearly free fall speed. So it all hung together as a controlled demolition. Of course, Building 7 not being hit by a jet, immediately that argument goes away. And so then I've been studying it hard ever since. And
before we go any further, for people that just tuned in for the first time, John, we played that clip again yesterday of the firefighters from New York TV talking about molten steel running down channel rails like a steel foundry or inside a volcano. Can you grab that clip for us?
Excellent clip.
Because I'd like to go through the basic science. These are actual laws that have been demonstrated literally millions, if not billions of times in industry alone. We know that steel, if it's non-structural, the most base type, the barely registers, on the scale as being steel, 2,774 degrees, the strongest structural steel at around 3,300, correct?
Yeah, to melt steel is right. It's right around 2,800 Fahrenheit, 1,500 centigrade.
So how does 1,800 degree jet fuel, and that's with oxygen added, they wasn't burning that hot, do that?
Right.
Here's the firefighters talking about the molten foundry. Here it is.
You'd get down below and you'd see molten steel.
Oh.
Molten steel running down the channel rails. Like you're in a foundry.
Yeah.
Like lava.
Like lava.
Wasn't a lot of screaming. There wasn't a lot of yelling.
Okay.
Obviously, there was no machine.
So, and then we also now have the video, three separate videos now, of molten steel literally gushing out of the sides, just as the firefighters are saying. And it's localized. You got people 20 feet away waving their shirts, and their shirts aren't on fire. They're not on fire. There's tiny red and orange flames, black smoke, oxygen starved. But then 47 giant inner and then a whole bunch of outer giant steel pillars shatter perfectly. And then we have the video and photos of them shaved off with even melted edges around them. Boy, how does jet fuel do that, Doctor?
Well, it doesn't. That's the point, of course, Alex. And I go into this in my paper, which is at journalof911studies.com. Now it's available. It's also published in David Ray Griffin's book, The 9/11 American Empire, Intellectual Speak Out, Volume 1. And so, yeah, exactly. This molten metal that comes out is very clearly orange in color, and there's a lot of it. And as you quoted, I love that clip. I have put that in my paper here recently so people can find it there as well, but click on it. But, yeah, many observers reported seeing this molten metal in the rubble underneath the towers.
Well, what do firefighters know about fire?
Quite a lot, I hope. Yeah, and they weren't terribly concerned. Those firefighters going into the buildings weren't worried that they were just going to totally collapse, because a total collapse had never happened before due to fire or damage, you know. And so they were in there. And a great surprise, of course, when one of these steel frame skyscrapers came down for the first time due to fire. And then you have Building 7, 7 hours after the towers came down, and it comes down, straight down, and very rapidly. I mean, it's just, as you look at this, and that's what I find, Alex, as I talk to other scientists, if I can just get them to read my paper, to look at the data, they have a completely different attitude about these questions and the need for an in-depth investigation of 9/11. You know, not like the 9/11 omission, or okay, it's commission, but mostly omission. I mean, like the 9/11 commission report doesn't even mention the collapse of Building 7. You know, what an omission! It's just remarkable. Anyways, I get scientists to look at the data, and they're much more sympathetic to the call for further studies and further investigation.
Well, it's also on record, just from the aerial infrared photos, that there was 3,000
right.
plus degree and 2,800 degree molten steel 3, 4, 5 weeks after. That's impossible with 1,800 degree jet fuel. And then NIST, the head of NIST, was here at UT a few months ago, and we have video of it, and he just said, I don't know anything about molten steel, and I don't want to talk about Building 7. They just want to avoid this because,
yeah.
I mean, for those that aren't scientists or those that aren't firefighters or those that aren't engineers, can you explain to them how 1,800 degrees doesn't turn steel into molten slag?
Yeah, it obviously doesn't. As I talk to scientists, you know, for instance, I had a reaction of a professor here at the university, and his gut reaction, his initial reaction was, well, this is crazy. I mean, how could you possibly think that this could be an inside job? And I said, well, look, read my paper and then get back to me. You know, I mean, that's why we as scientists write papers, is so people can look at the data themselves, sort it out, think about it. I said, so do, you know, act like a scientist here. Read my paper and respond. So he did, and his attitude changed completely. It was just like a 180. And in particular, about Building 7, he said, I cannot explain it. It needs further investigation. So,
but now they've tried to treat you like Galileo, saying the world is round, mm-hmm. and try to send you to Siberia, but that's not working.
Well, it is cold here, actually, but not Siberia, Alex. And I feel like the retirement was probably the best thing to do. I mean, it was offered to me, and I realized they're under some pressure. It's pretty obvious as you read the newspaper articles of what was happening last fall. And so it just seemed better for me. And this way I can devote full time, and I can speak out freely and, you know, teach people what I'm learning and so on. So I think it's worked out pretty well.
Well, there's been attempts by people in our supposed own movement to debunk what you've said, and then just more evidence comes out reaffirming and reconfirming and testing what you've said, and you've only been proven right over and over again, and they've been made to look like complete clowns. Mm-hmm. And I know you're a gentleman and don't like to talk about that. Neither do I. It's just it's so transparent. This is not by accident.
Well, you know, as scientists again, and I appreciate your keep coming back to this. You know, we use the scientific method. We can sort out the wheat from the chaff. And these ideas that space or beams, ray beams from space, knock down the towers. Well, and the idea that there are no real commercial jets.
Stay there. We got a break. Finish on the other side, then we'll get into the goals of this movement.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, January 31st, 2007, gold 652, ounce gold coins are 673, 20, 339, 15 for half, 169, 58 for quarter ounce coins at 673, 20, 339, 15 and 169, 58.
1971, Nixon closes the gold window, fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other rare goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith, did you know that a plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government that has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and three world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and then World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the Third World War, to produce their one world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Tomorrow evening, 7:30 to 10 p.m. at the UT Union Ballroom, beautiful building right there beneath the big tower and the fountains. It holds 1,000 people. I just started promoting it Monday, so we'll probably have about 500. Please come. We're going to have George Humphreys, former city council member, expert on 9/11, speaking about 9/11 and the war. We're going to have Jack Blood there. They're both going to give 30-minute speeches. And then I'm going to speak for an hour. And then for 45 minutes or so, I'm going to get all three of us up there on stage and take your questions. So that is the roster. Hope to see you there tomorrow night. Going back to Professor Stephen Jones, Dr. Stephen Jones, physicist Stephen Jones. Steve, continuing, was a few points you wanted to finish up about the space beam people and the no plane people. Pretty transparent what that's all about, discrediting the movement. And then you wanted to get into now being contacted by Governor Richardson's folks. Did you want to talk about that on air? And then you wanted to talk about where are the goals in the 9/11 truth community? And so please continue.
Okay, great. Thanks, Alex. Yeah, so there has been a lot of talk lately about ideas that, well, they function to distract and actually, as you mentioned, discredit much of the basic strong material that we have that challenges the official story of 9/11. And some of these ideas, such as the notion that ray beams from space knock the towers down, and real commercial jets did not hit the towers. You know, it's okay to raise a hypothesis, but it should be done in a civil fashion, first of all. And then we should be able to look at the data and sort through. I mean, if the data goes against a hypothesis, then we should say, well, I guess that one we have to abandon. Let's take the next one and so on. And this is what we do, of course, in the Journal of 9/11 Studies. There are papers on all each of these topics that we've mentioned, the ray beams from space, the idea no plane hit the towers theory. There's a paper by Salter regarding that. Hypothesis, a very good paper. And then also the idea about mini nukes in the towers. There's a letter. Letter A in the Journal of 9/11 Studies. So, and you know, these folks, I invite them to write replies, say, look, maybe we overlooked some data, but that's the way we should do this, not by, ad hominem, straw man arguments and so on, which we really try to avoid. And
yeah, I mean, an academic in England wrote up a paper that was pretty scientific, so we posted it talking about were there mini nukes. I mean, look at everything, yeah. But if people just scream and yell and say, you must believe us now or you're a traitor, then they give no evidence but swelling up like a toad. Right. And
exactly. That's the point, Alex. And so as we sort through, you know, and then home in on the goals, then finding the truth, yes, sorting through various pieces of evidence and bringing new evidence forth. You mentioned these firefighters talking about the flowing molten metal. I thought that was just exciting, and that just came out recently as far as I could see. And the flowing metal out of the South Tower, that was about a year ago now, that really hit. And you know, as we absorb that and look at that data, it's just overwhelming.
All the new data that comes out affirms your basic scientific research, because it's the facts.
Yeah, it has done that. And I've just written a paper I'm kind of excited about just in the last few days. Finished up a paper which will be coming out regarding the information that we're getting from the dust, the World Trade Center dust. And so this is the analyses, solid work then with microscopes and electron microscopes and X-ray fluorescence and so on. So that paper will be coming out soon. Now you talked about the goals, Alex, and that's so important. In this letter, in Journal of 9/11 Studies, my letter C, I do talk about goals. And so, of course, I encourage everyone to think, you know, what are the goals? It seems to me that a first goal that we need to get now is getting the government, NIST, FBI, EPA, to release data that we know that they have that relates to 9/11. And just releasing that data, that's actually my first goal for this year. If I had a New Year's resolution, that would be it. I want to do all I can to get the release of those photographs and videos and other information from NIST and the other government groups. We know, for instance, that NIST has over 6,800 photographs. They said that in their report, and over 300 hours of videos. Well, we want to get those and look at them.
Stay there. We got a break again. Long segment coming up to detail goals that you think are important that I agree with. I've read your report. We'll be right back, and we'll also try to get you to give us a preview of the dust study. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
We'll be taking a few calls from Professor Jones before he leaves us here at the end of the hour. Toll free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Aaron Russo, Fighting Cancer, joins us from his home in Los Angeles. Coming up in the next hour, don't forget we carry his groundbreaking film exposing the private Federal Reserve and what the IRS is doing in the North American Union, America, Freedom to Fascism, available at Infowars.com. We've got big discounts on it and other films we carry, other books we carry, and the 15 films I've made, of course, there at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139 or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Going back to Dr. Stephen Jones, continuing with demanding and trying to get NIST to release all these hundreds of hours of video and these thousands of photographs, please continue with what you think are really goals that are serious and can move forward the investigation.
All right. Let me mention another area that I'm curious about, Alex. I haven't studied the Pentagon strike as much, but we know that there are videos that were seized by the FBI. Just shortly after the Pentagon was hit from, for instance, the nearby hotels and the Virginia Department of Transportation. So we'd like to see the release of those, too, I would say. That would be a goal. Let's get these data. We hope for increased transparency in our government and openness. Look what's coming out now on what the government the administration, I should say, did relative to scientific studies of global warming, you know. And apparently suppressing some of that those reports. Now, it's the same thing here, except more so. I mean, we know that these photographs and videos are being held by NIST and the FBI, taken from private individuals, or I wouldn't say taken, at government, at taxpayer expense. They were collected, in other words, from private individuals. In many cases, these 6,000 plus photographs that were taken that day. Particularly, we'd like to see the photos of Building 7. And, you know, NIST has been very reluctant to release these photos. If there's nothing to hide, then let's get this on the table. So, yes, I was contacted by a person who has in with one of the presidential candidates. And the interest there is not a statement that they necessarily come down one way or the other about what happened on 9/11, but they do agree that the government should exercise more transparency and allow these photos and videos to be released to the public and to scientists and engineers in particular. We'll take a close look and let's get these data on the table. So this is a new development, of course, that can really affect our movement with these candidates showing interest in some of our goals, at least, releasing data being one of them. Really pleased to have that occur. And
It's funny that you brought up global warming, just totally changing subjects. I've never asked you your opinion of it. I don't know your view on it. I don't, and you just brought that up. Let me, from my layman's study of this, tell you where I come from, Dr. Jones, and then give us your take on it, because there's massive hype right now. Prince Charles won't fly his jet to a meeting because of the Earth.
Yeah.
They're going to turn the Eiffel Tower off at night because of the Earth. The NFL is going to do a bunch of stuff to not destroy the Earth. And the message is that it's not all the chemicals and biologicals being developed and dumped. It's not that. It's all our cars. And then the solution, whether you believe it's real or not, is a global tax on fossil fuels, a North American union, and we now have their internal documents, and control. So we know that their solution, whether the problem's real or not, isn't a solution. They're just using it as a way to get more control. And then let me just briefly expand on that. I know the ice core samples from 12,000 years ago show that we have these heating and cooling cycles.
Right.
I know that clearly we have got the climate change getting colder in some areas, hotter than others. They're saying the Earth is, what, a degree and a half hotter than it was 100 years ago on average. We know certain parts of the ocean are getting hotter. Other parts are getting colder. We know that ice shelves are always breaking off and rebuilding. We know all this is going on, but the big thing that I've seen from NASA and from all the big university studies and the different satellites and observatories is that they thought the last 11-year-plus sun cycle, almost 12-year sun cycle, was the biggest emissions ever of different types of radiation from the sun, all forms, the entire band, the entire spectrum. And they know from they can examine the moons that were ice that are now melting around Saturn and Jupiter. They know that Mercury's hotter. They know that the entire solar system, including Kuiper Belt, are intensifying in heat. And so SUVs aren't doing that. So give me, as a physicist, who I know has looked into this somewhat and read a lot of the other scholarly papers, what do you really think about global warming?
That's a tough question, actually. Of course, my point, I'll try to address that, but I want to just emphasize that my point was that the administration suppressing some of these papers that scientists are objecting to, sort of a censorship almost of their papers. And this is what I'm concerned about relative to 9/11. Let's open this up. Let's get the data out from NIST, for example. Get on the table. Let's discuss it without stigmas attached. Let's look at these data and have a free go at the information, which is what we should have in a republic.
And Bush is doing the same thing with climate evidence.
Yeah.
So you're just saying whatever it is, it needs to come out.
That's exactly right. And to be honest, on the global warming, I have not probed the data sufficiently to come to a conclusion as to whether it's man-made or not. But I do agree with you that there are entities and efforts to turn this sort of concern, anything that scares people, it seems like, they'll turn that into an excuse for diminishing freedoms and expanding, you know, the North American Union. Finally, this new world order that does seem to be a goal that the other side has. So we should have our goals and pursue them fairly focused, such as getting the information out and exposing these activities, as you're doing a great job, by the way.
Well, I mean, Dr. Jones, on the global warming front,
yeah,
it's like they flipped a switch 4 or 5 months ago. The Weather Channel, the Super Bowl, everybody, the French.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just it's just everyone saying it's real now. It's over. We've got to have a global tax to save us. And then we just got a few months ago, I have them right here, a Judicial Watch got the actual minutes of our leaders, the Canadian and Mexican leaders, with a bunch of CEOs at a North American summit in Canada, saying that we need to use global warming as an excuse to push the North American Union.
Right. See, that's the point. And as I've looked at it, the data are not that clear, frankly. I don't find that they're unambiguous at all. But the point is, let's get the data out, let people look at it, and not use these scare tactics, which are just getting a little bit annoying, aren't they?
They are, but there's clearly no debate. I mean, I know you read a lot of the papers that are out there.
I mean,
it's all over the place. That the sun is really going crazy.
That's right. That's exactly right. And it could very well be. And in fact, I talked to an expert in this area here. His name, Dr. Peterson. His feeling was that it's the sun, really, cycling, that is causing this current global warming. So,
and gee whiz, what's the big heat source? Other than geothermal, it's the sun.
It's mainly the sun, that's for sure.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Give out your website again. We've got links to it up on Infowars.com.
Okay.
But
great, thank you. Well, I'm associated with this group now, Scholars for Truth and Justice, for 9/11 Truth and Justice. We're trying to emphasize the goals here and stick with the scientific evidentiary facts best we can, and the website is stj911.org, and also we're, of course, encouraging people to read the papers in journalofnine11studies.com. There's an excellent paper that's been overlooked there, I think, by many. It's by Joseph Firmage, and he talks about data beyond just the hard physical evidence. I just thought that was an excellent paper. I recommend people reading.
What about the dust data? Can you give us a hint of that paper?
Yeah, let me give you a little heads up. So I did talk about this some at University of California, Berkeley, in November, and so now I'm trying to put this on paper. And it is, of course, as a scientist, it's fascinating. We're getting into looking for forensic evidence that would point to the use of pyrotechnics, in other words, accelerants in the building. And, of course, I'm referring particularly to thermite and thermate, which would produce molten iron as well as aluminum oxide powder as an end product. There'd be sulfur around to make this hot molten iron cut through steel. Now you melt the steel, too, you know, and cut through the steel. There's the explosive form of thermite, which is called super thermite, and that goes back to the early 90s, discussions of that and how to make it in large quantities. So
now dust, patented.
It is patented, yeah. The dust does show, of course, we're trying to sort out from building materials. That's the tricky part. But the dust does show very high levels of iron and sulfur and aluminum as well as zinc, barium. Barium is a toxic substance, and manganese. And so, and by the way, this is not just my study of the dust. I do have a sample, which I talk about in the paper, and the chain of custody is described, and very well established.
So let's walk through this and then continue. I don't want to interrupt, but this is important.
Yeah.
We've got the firefighters on multiple occasions saying explosions, bombs going off, hundreds of other witnesses, emergency workers. We have the buildings being pulverized into fine dust, which even if it did collapse wouldn't happen. We have Building 7 falling. We have firefighters saying molten steel running down the channel rails like a steel foundry or the inside of a volcano. We have the high-altitude aircraft infrared scan showing 2,700 over 3,000 degrees, totally impossible, 3, 4, 5 weeks after in huge molten pits. And then we have you getting two separate samples, which you do have chain of custody of, but you don't want to blow your sources on that. But now you do have chain of custody. You are announcing and publishing on dust showing the exact same thing. And it just goes from there. I mean, this is just in science, for those that don't know, if you just continually confirm, confirmation after confirmation, and it fits in with patented systems. I mean, it's getting pretty
clear. It is getting very clear, and certainly enough to motivate this investigation that we're calling for. And I'm glad to see presidential candidates saying, maybe there's something here that will help boost and my campaign, distinguish it from the other guys. You know, I want to get the truth about 9/11, where I encourage them to speak along those lines.
Let me go back to those other guys, since you bring that up, some of the people that are discrediting things.
Yeah.
Notice that it's very rare, a blue moon, that you or I get invited on national TV, or if we do, it gets canceled, because we'll lay out facts. You'll do it in a calm fashion. I'll do it in a riveting fashion. But you'll do it in a very convincing fashion. But then people that look like complete absolute buffoons are just constantly out there. But by the way, people are seeing through that.
Yeah, it's an interesting point, Alex. And by the way, your style I really enjoy. It's just different from mine. We complement each other, you know.
Well, it sounds obnoxious to say riveting, but I compellingly lay out evidence, and so do you.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. By the way, one piece of evidence that I emphasize is this sulfidation that has been reported it was in the FEMA report, Appendix C, and then NIST, in this appendix, they say, look, we see high temperature, quote for it, severe high temperature corrosion attack on the steel, including sulfidation, with subsequent intergranular melting. And then they say no clear explanation for the source of the sulfur has been identified. So now, that's a big red flag.
That's another confirmation on all your independent research.
It is totally another confirmation. So what does NIST do? They just ignore that. And I just am amazed that they can get away with that. But, as scientists, you say, wait, you have to face up to these data. And by the way, critics of me, very rarely, I don't recall anyone saying, well, I guess I can think of one guy, but his explanation was not very good about the sulfidation, and also the liquid metal pouring out of the tower and so on. They just sort of
We have
that.
These very suspicious characters focusing their attack on you because you've got evidence that's scientific and destroys the whole story.
Yeah, I agree with you. It does, and it's kind of disturbing. I hate to see it, too, within the movement, but if we can just get together and say, okay, we're going to sort through some of this. Let's not let the weaker evidence hold us back. We're going to put that off. We've written up articles about it now and explained why we're not going to keep being distracted by the no planes hitting the towers idea or the space beams, the beams from space. We've written papers about that now, so let's put them aside because let's focus on what's going to get us to the goal of justice here and peace.
The space beams.
Sure.
Instead of there being no evidence for it, there's actually the contrary, because I've actually interviewed former heads of direct energy weapons programs, former heads of Star Wars. I've actually been somewhat of a buff, finding it was interesting since I was a teenager. Direct energy weapons don't act like this. Don't do this. It isn't consistent with the collapses. It's ridiculous. Instead of there being no evidence, there's only evidence to the contrary.
That's correct. And this is where, as we look at the evidence, we sort things out. We say, okay, this goes on the shelf now. We're done with the space beam. Well, for instance, looking at the North Tower, Alex, you and I have looked at that a number of times, that a beam from above, from space, has to start at the tippy top. There's no way you can skip 15 floors and start down. But I can imagine, you know, a beam from space.
Well, more than that, all the laser studies show they have to go through mirrors, and even lasers the sizes of huge buildings can barely even shoot down a missile. And there's also atmospheric inversion, which distorts.
Right.
You're shooting through the equivalent of 30 feet of water and about 3 inches of rock that is actually in the atmosphere, aerosolized. It doesn't. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. You know how hard it is for us to shoot down a missile with our ABM system, and now they want to shoot down a building. You see? Okay. Yeah.
Well, now they're trying to say it was ground-based weapons.
Yeah, I've heard that too, but, you know, similar problems. There, the problem is getting enough power to do all this destruction they want to do with the...
Well, also, you would see it. It would be a... We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Welcome back. Professor Stephen Jones is our guest. I hope to keep him just 5 minutes in the next hour so I have time to get to all your calls. Professor, anything else you wanted to add before we go to Steve Chris, Michael, and others that are patiently holding to talk to you.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a call.
That's fantastic. Good. Chris in West Virginia, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Stephen Jones.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Jones. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I just wanted to comment. Really, I called in quite a while ago, and I've been on hold. But
that's fine, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, but everything that you've been saying, pretty much with the whole 911 truth movement, and ties in with this whole thing with CNN, and what Paula Zahn has said, and
space beams, Jews, no planes. You know, it just never ends.
That's right.
They're basically saying that since they can't credibly discredit the truth movement, it must be racially motivated. And I find that just it's despicable and it's evil.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, rather than of course they cannot you know debunk any of the facts that you guys have presented. So,
Professor Jones isn't saying who did it. He's just going, look, we're being lied to, and that's how you have to scientifically approach this, first proving the whole story's a fraud, then you can find out who did it.
Right, exactly.
Well, it seems to me that, you know, when there's no way to debunk something, they can't refute the facts, basically, and it seems like, so they're resorting to this racism card, like with some sort of trump card or an ace up their sleeve. Basically, they have nothing
left. Well, they're also promoting it, then. They introduce it into the mind.
Well, they introduce it into the mind, and then all of a sudden it becomes one of these, it falls under the umbrella of one of these hate crime laws, and then take it from there. It becomes an attack on freedom of speech.
Oh, there's
the internet.
Been a call to say 9/11 truth in Europe and the U.S. should be banned because it is racism. I mean, and we played the UT liberals this weekend protesting, saying no more 9/11 truth.
Well,
racism.
That's despicable. I mean, that's saying that anyone seeking the truth is a racist.
It's not going to work. But Professor Jones, you want to comment?
Well, no. I mean, I do agree with the caller that this is a despicable approach that they are using, and it is interesting that these media people are focusing on again these ideas that we've been talking about that tend to discredit the movement and try to associate in the public's mind, oh, this is crazy space beams from space, or somehow some ethnic group involved. And it's just, it is. It's disturbing to see that happen, but I guess it's predictable. And we need to work to get the truth out without being distracted, I think, by these efforts.
I think if you guys continue, you just continue to stand your ground, present the facts as you have been presenting them, and not waver one way or the other, whether they attack you personally or they attack you with some sort of racial trump card.
Right.
I think, victory, you guys will win.
I hear you. We're all going to win, Chris. Thank you. I would just
thank
add
you.
That look at the polls. 84% believe they're being lied to. 36%
right.
believe total inside job. Professor Jones, these tactics aren't working.
Right. No, you're right. And hopefully what we're seeing now is desperation tactics that others will see through.
Well, it's like calling Galileo a heretic.
Yep, exactly.
It didn't work.
No, it didn't work. Finally, the truth does cut its way through,
Like a space beam.
Okay.
We've got a 70-second break. 5 more minutes on the other side. Can you do it, Professor?
Sure.
Okay, and then we're going to get Aaron Russo on from Los Angeles. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
More than...